Shit. God damn.
Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get washed up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
All right, let's get to it, man. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Livest Podcast
Network. Shit, nigga.
The Livest Podcast Network on the planet, man.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, this is the Wake and Bake Show, dog, live on your dial right this moment. I got my man Angry Man in the building. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
What it do?
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. We in this motherfucker, dog. Thank y'all for hanging out. Let me see. Bucci just checked in. What up, though? Dre checked in. He said, what up, though? Son Liberty said, I see why you don't have more subscribers. I don't know. I don't understand why. Because after we go live and shit, I edit it out anyway, so it all start on time when I edit it up. But it's cool, though. Thank you for checking us out. Rita, what up, though? How you doing?
What up, though?
I ain't heard from you in a while. Shit was good with you.
She's settling in. Rita's settling in.
Dog, for sure. Mount just checked in. What up? Classic pothead.
What's cracking?
And shit going on, dog. All right, so it's Friday, man. We was off on Wednesday and shit. What's been good with y'all guys, man? Angry Man, what's been popping with you, bro?
Not much. Working. Like usual, watching the color television.
I feel you. Whispering and shit, like trying to be sexy.
You got his Wanye voice on.
Wanye.
Wow.
What was that song again?
Let it snow.
Oh, we changed songs. Okay.
Let it snow.
Right.
As I go.
Duh, what? What the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man?
Wanye face having ass boy.
Wanye Chef face. Ramsey over here talking shit.
Chef Ramsey.
But no, watched a couple of TV shows. Can't remember what they was about though. They were all fucked up.
What you mean?
They just didn't end well, man. It was some crazy shit. You know the movies that you watch, they just got a crazy ending.
Stupid ending. I know. I just watched one.
And the motherfuckers just go off and shit.
They say just go off.
Like, don't tie nothing up at this story, end of the story.
Just turn the fuck off, man.
This nigga said just turned off.
Yeah, he know what I'm talking about.
This some Netflix shit you talking about or just some TV shit?
Yeah, no, Netflix shit. You watch it, and then next thing you know, you just start seeing credits and shit.
Hey, she say we still ain't came to see her video. Fuck y'all.
Ah, shit.
I know, I keep forgetting. All right, I remember now. But damn, fuck us, though. That's fucked up.
Damn.
We about to go watch that shit out for real.
Right after the show, baby.
Right after the show. Matter of fact, I should have pulled up at commercial break and aired that motherfucker on it.
Yeah, you ready for that? You know ready for that?
Hey, hold on. I spoke too soon. I'm not ready for that yet. Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah, I ain't got it together yet.
Oh.
Anyway, dog, what else popped off with you, dog? Just working, watching shows that didn't make no sense at the end and shit?
Yeah, I can't stand that shit. you spent 45, 30 minutes of your life, and then, like I said, the movie will be on, and then, next thing you know, it's just credits.
He says just credits, dog. I'm trying to see what the fuck you watch. What movie was you talking about, dog?
I watched some black movie with, like I said, the chick from Friends.
The chick from Friends.
Yeah, the one that had the baby and the husband.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was just in the movie.
I don't know.
Hmm? You do know.
Nigga, I ain't never watched Friends.
Girlfriends.
Oh, he said Friends. Nigga. I'm like, I ain't never watched Friends.
Girlfriend.
Right, who had a baby?
Girlfriend.
Oh. Oh, you're talking about Maya, the little skinny one and shit. Yeah. Golden Brooks, I think. And then, that shit was trash, though?
Trash.
What's the name of the shit?
It was good. It was interesting. It pulled me in, then boom. Bitch, just turn in the trash. What the fuck is this?
I said, boom, just turn in the trash, dog. You're right, suddenly, Risa. I thought black people didn't watch Friends. We don't. That's why I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Bo just checked in. What up, dog?
What's up?
I watch Friends.
Like, you really watch Friends?
Yeah.
Straight like that.
Straight like that. No, I'm lying.
I was going to say, dog, get the fuck out of here. This nigga lying his ass off, dog.
I don't know no niggas that watch Friends.
Me neither. I kind of wanted to get into it though because like I don't know. It seemed like it was all the thing. It was all the buzz.
Even so, they're like, oh, okay, girlfriend.
Shout just checked in. What up, though? He said, "Oh shit, my man, Angry Man, AKA Rodamies. I'm glad Pac killed you with juice. Your gang ran up on dogs. And he got your ass. You played your role. You played your role, though. Great movie. Classic, dog.
You said Rodamies?
Yeah.
There was no Rodamies in the movie, man.
He said it, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he said it.
But there was no Rodamies in the movie.
I mean, he said it, though. So it counted, all right?
No, it don't count because he wasn't in the movie. Mm.
But he said it, though.
But who is he?
I'm talking about what's it called? Sam Jackson said it.
I know he said it.
He said it, though.
I caught the fuck up. I'm just saying, who is he? So that don't count.
Rodamies.
Who was Rodamies?
That was his whole gang and shit. Right?
That don't count, bro. There was no. Did you see that fuck up, Monk?
Mm-hmm.
There was no Rod. His name was Rodamies. There was no Rodamies in the movie, though.
Maybe Rodamies was all his gang and shit. Rodamies.
No, that don't count. You finally fucked up. That don't count.
Duh. Hey, we go, Rita, we gonna show the picture in a moment when we get to the once we get to the topic and shit, we'll show y'all the picture. And then we go start commenting on that. This is probably gonna be a pretty good conversation. Mm. So we gonna jump off into that in a minute. We actually started having a conversation last night and I was surprised. With the commentary, actually. Like, so this should be a pretty interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
D, what up, though? Just checked in on IG, man. Boy, you got social media. I can't believe it. What up, though? What's good with you, dog? Yeah. All right, so, shit, let's, what else popped off with you, though? Was we done and shit?
Dude, ain't nothing popped off with your boy.
Is it?
Shit, I'm in quarantine. I'm on fucking shit. I ain't doing shit.
Right. Big Gretz shutting shit down still.
Fucking everything, though.
Can't get back off quarantine. So bars and restaurants remain closed and shit.
No, she fighting for y'all, though.
She safe.
For restaurants?
Yeah.
About work.
She said she trying to figure out some type of means middle ground.
Yeah.
Where, you know, everybody in the restaurant business ain't going to suffer.
Right, again, for the second time.
Yeah,
right.
She said she trying to figure out something.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, half a days. You know, you minimize your overhead.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, door dashing.
Yeah. I mean, well, carry out's still a thing, so. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Carry out and niggas who got delivery already, they still operating. They good. So, I don't know. We gonna see, dog. We gonna see,
Did y'all watch the news this weekend, man?
Hell no, I try not to do that.
There was some bullshit going on.
What happened?
About the you know, the two girls that shot at Domino's?
What?
The two Domino delivery drivers?
Hell no, I ain't hear. What happened?
Yeah. I did hear a fucked up story too. Motherfucker robbed a motherfucking Family Dollar. And
no, the Dollar General.
Dollar General.
Right here on Van Dyke, bro. Crazy.
Sexually assault the chicks too.
Dog, yes, man. Dog, I was on my way to Walmart the other night and shit. I seen the police and shit all in the street. I thought it was like a car accident. I looked at the news the next day and shit, and yeah, motherfucker robbed that shit, took them in the back and raped their ass and shit, or sexually assaulted. Well, I guess it's probably a difference, I guess.
What about the dude that shot at the precinct?
Man, what the hell? No, I try not to watch news, bro. I don't know what happened.
About that shit? Yeah, dude supposedly shot at the precinct.
In Detroit?
Yeah, the 5th.
Oh, for real? That's what, Southwest or West Side somewhere?
I want to say it's over here somewhere.
Oh, it's over here. Oh, shit. I don't know.
It got to be over here.
Cause yeah.
It's like
somewhere.
Oh, all right. Damn, that's crazy. You shot the motherfucker up, though?
Yeah.
So what happened now?
With an assault rifle.
What happened now? They
wound up getting him.
Yeah, but, like, killed them or getting them?
No, they laid them down from what I hear.
Yeah, I figured that. That's kind of crazy. Like, I'm going to figure that you probably shouldn't be shooting up, the hey, they go ham in the car. I was trying not to go in there and shit. She said, no, your mom is. They going back and forth for that motherfucker. You talking about she actually is. No, they having too much fun in the comment box, though. Life Unplugged Podcast just checked in. What up, though? Make sure if you're on IG Live, man, do understand that you can go to eblockradio.com and see the full view. So you can see everybody in the studio and shit, and not just the side of my face and shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see the whole crew, for me, dog, damn, it's like a bunch of bad news and shit. So I guess nothing much really been happening with me. Again, dog, if you're watching right now on YouTube or on shit on Facebook or any of that good shit, down in the comments, you can see the link. you can click that link and vote for us for podcast of the year, dog. Make sure you hit that link. And if you're on IG, you can make sure to follow UDP_the_podcast, man. You can vote from there as well. Follow them too, because they got a dope platform. So shout out to UDP. Shit, really ain't shit been popping off, dog. Just trying to get through this quarantine a second time and shit. That's just about it. And shit, at that point, I'm just ready to get to this topic and shit, because pretty decent topic. So if y'all been following us and shit on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that good shit. Today's topic, dog, we talking about, if y'all not hip, is a picture floating around that Smokey Norful. First of all, Smokey Norful is a gospel singer. And he posted this picture with his son and shit laying on his chest. So the thing is son's like 16, big grown ass 16 year old. And in the comments, like, people was kind of going crazy about, you know, whether this is acceptable or not. So we figured we had this conversation too. Shout out to my man D Will. Hit me up the other day and asked me about it, because I had seen the picture, but I was like, I wouldn't go have a whole show on the shit, you know what I'm saying? But we had some interesting conversation. I was like, damn, maybe we should talk about it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, man. Like, is it acceptable? I guess, I don't even know how you want to explain. Like, is it acceptable to, well, the overall thing, though, is basically, is it taboo for men to show and receive love from other men? Like, that's basically what we getting at and shit. And this aspect, obviously, is the father and shit. So we're going to talk about that. When we come back, I'm going to show the picture so you can actually see the picture and we can comment on that as well. But real quick, dog, even though we started off with commercials, we're going back to commercial break. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go back to commercial break. And when we get back, you can hit us up on that topic. If you're on IG Live, you can actually hit that join button and come in live and talk shit with us like you're in the motherfucking studio, dog.
Yeah, right, yo.
We're going to be back in like 1 minute, though. Till then, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, not few.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, this is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. We'll be back in like 1 minute.
Yo.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Get Christmas done early with PardonMyEastSide.com. We've got t-shirts, long sleeve tees, snapbacks, skull caps, and yeah, we even got hoodies. Use the promo code EBLOCKRADIO to get 15% off right now.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on EBLOCKRADIO.com.
Check one, check two, check one, check two. We back live in the motherfucking building, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth could.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, this is the Wake and Bake Show, man. I got my man Angry Man and Monk Money holding it down.
In this thing, you hear me? Mm-hmm.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. Let's get to the shits, man. I'm going to hit this joint. But we want to know, man, is it taboo and shit for dudes to show and receive love from other dudes and shit? And this point, we're talking about a father and shit, right? So I'm gonna pull up this picture at the moment, but we're talking about a picture that Smokey Norful posted on his IG and shit with him and his 16 year old son, like his son laying on him and shit, and like just showing love and affection. Like, is that some weird shit or is that some normal shit? Or who's to say what's normal and what's weird and shit? So that's what we're gonna talk about. Me and Monk Money had an interesting conversation yesterday and shit about that. So let's get to that shit though. Angry Man, what you say about that shit, man? Like, father-son relationships and shit. Is it odd or weird to show that kind of physical affection to a grown, like a, you know, an older son, if you the father?
It's very weird. You know, at a certain age, you know, my son ain't laying on me, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That newborn era, that maybe one or two, but after that, get your ass home, bro.
Get your ass up.
No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want him, you know, to get used to shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like, you know, you can receive that kind of love and physical affection from your father. What about you go off and get a mentor or something?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, you get that coach that you're real tight with.
go lay down with him.
Yeah.
That's not funny. It is funny. I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
Nah, I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a grown-ass man at 16, man.
Mm-hmm. So you say it's weird.
It's very fucking weird.
So this is the thing, like, a lot of people in the comments were saying, like, it was weird, and they automatically start getting bashed. It was like, oh, you think it's weird? You got daddy issues, and you this, you that, and all that shit. Like, no, is it okay that I'm not okay with it? Like, is it alright? Like, I ain't shitting on nobody else for doing that shit. I'm just saying, like, I'm straight.
Man, it's okay. It's okay that you don't, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't look at it. But I don't think nothing's wrong with it, me personally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, maybe we need more of that as men, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You didn't never know, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers won't be so motherfucking rough around the edges. They won't call us hard legs all the time. Ain't, but I'm gonna be 100 with you, man. My family, we very affectionate, you know what I'm saying? We don't kiss each other and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But we hug each other. Mm-hmm. We still get in the bed with our mama, you know what I'm saying? My daddy, you know what I'm saying? At a certain age, we didn't do all of that shit until, like, fucking... We stopped doing all that shit to, like, we was like fucking maybe 12, 13, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I mean, if he wanted to show his daddy a little love, you don't know what could have happened in that situation. Like, brother could be, you know, mad about his chick left him or whatever. He just wants some love from
that's
his
what
dad.
We were talking about last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he maybe wants some love from
I'm
his
just
dad.
Saying, I don't want my old man consoling me and shit.
I'll give you
a hug
until
I'm
you
just
saying. You ain't laying on my chest, nigga.
No, right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, that's kind of weird to me. Nah, like D, we about to bring you on in just a second, bro.
Man,
I got
your mama's bed. I did that up until I was an adult. Yeah. You know, still doing her bed. You know, yeah, coming in just plop. No, but I'm not doing that in my father's bed. No, that's not happening. You know what I mean?
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, if I'm going through some stuff, why people mad that we think that's weird?
And I feel like, you know, I'm really going through some stuff, and you know, my dad come give me a hug and tell me it's gonna be okay. That's different.
That's different. Yeah.
But I ain't laying down on this nigga, man.
You're right.
Man, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
But my thing is though, like that shit happening. My son's laying on my chest. We on a road trip. Both of these motherfuckers laid on
them
my chest.
Them niggas fell
asleep. So what?
They probably just happen to roll your way, nigga.
What the fuck? They laying on my chest and my baby boys, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not looking for them to be no fruits, because shit, I ain't become no
fruit. And see, that's the thing. And that's the conversation we was having last night.
That's a difference.
I don't want people to start thinking that shit. Just because I think that that's an issue with a grown-ass man laying on his son. Well, dude ain't 16, ain't a grown-ass man. But I'm just saying, like... I'm not making this a homo issue. That's why I think people start getting confused. Like, as soon as you say that shit weird, you automatically think I'm saying that's some fag shit. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm
just saying that shit just weird, but and I'm straight.
People show love in different kind of ways, bro. Like I said,
because you don't even want... I don't know. Go ahead, though. What you saying?
People show love in different kind of ways, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you never know, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, motherfuckers... You and your pops, y'all probably slap pinky rings and shit. Like I said yesterday, y'all probably slap pinky rings. That's how y'all look. You probably ain't even said that shit to each other, though. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe but two times.
But I'm just saying, though, y'all slap pinky rings, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Some shit that, you know what I'm saying, that's understood ain't got to be spoken. But my thing is, though, if the nigga needs a little bit of love, he want to lay on pops, come on, it's my baby, bro.
Yeah.
He came out my nutsack, bro. Like, I don't understand.
Anyway, let me read some of these.
Wait a minute. Before you do that, let me ask this, because I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, I'm about to show the picture in just a minute.
Explain the picture to me.
Yeah, it's just like it ain't shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just him taking a selfie and shit with his son laying on and shit. And it's like the caption is basically saying, like, you know, it's that it's cool and shit. Hold on, let me read some of these. Damien checked back in. He said, he's stupid. All right, Life Unplugged podcast said, I still kiss my son and he 19. He said, on the cheek, but still.
Me too, man. I'm 22 and I still kiss my on the cheek.
Girly Girl said, depending on the circumstances, it should be normal. Life is fucking hard. I get that, but dog, like, I'm going to hug my old man or something. We might even cry together or some goofy shit. But, like, I'm not about to be laying down on a man's chest. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm
different. Y'all different. Y'all just different.
Yeah, I guess we different and shit. And like I said, to each his own, man. Everybody can do that shit.
Yeah, I'm not
however they want to do it. I just know I ain't doing it. Like, once I, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have my, you know, my old man son and shit. Because I'm going to be 50 by the time I have a kid and shit. So then, like, I don't know. I might be laying on that nigga because I might be dying and shit by the time he's 16. I might be laying on that nigga.
Why you say stupid shit, girl?
Hey, we was talking about that shit last night.
I said the same shit. I ain't stupid shit, bro.
Nigga gonna be 60 years old taking his baby to kindergarten and shit. Like, it's your granddaddy? Like, no, nigga, it's my daddy, cuz. But, no, I'm just... And yeah, maybe it is true. Maybe it is true that it's some, like, there is some issues with, like, with males, you know, showing and receiving love from their father and shit. A lot of males don't even have a relationship with their father at all. So, I'm not shitting on the point that people want to show some love, but I don't want to normalize that. I don't want to. Like, I just don't. And maybe I'm saying that because I don't have no kids. Maybe I'm looking at it completely different because I don't have kids.
For sure.
But it's just like, I don't want to make that normal. And I'm all right with that shit. I don't want to make it normal, dog.
It's not about having kids, like he said. It's to each his own.
You know, life on plug, say, but that nigga better not lay on me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
If we, like you said, if we on a road trip and you get sleepy and you want to tip your head over, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But you're not just about to be randomly just laying on my god. No, man. You want to lay? You got a mama right there.
And I want to say this. At the end of the day, I'm gonna need you to. You a grown ass man. I'm need you to ease up on that too, nigga.
Aw, man, son. Y'all niggas sign. See, this is a fucked up. This is why we all fucked up in society, bro.
Just say, I mean, you know, at some point,
we don't
though.
Know how to show love, bro. We don't know how to show love for our brothers, bro. We don't.
You just said that. You just said people show love in different ways. So that's not true.
Bro, we're showing love. We don't know how to, bro.
Just because a nigga don't lay on his daddy chest don't mean he's showing him love.
Man, but I'm saying, like, I understand y'all look like, y'all sounding like this nigga got his finger in his booty or some shit, bro. Like, this is what it sounds like.
Why you keep turning into some gay shit, dog?
I'm not saying it's gay, but I'm just saying, though, that's what y'all making it sound like, yeah. Bro. Like, what's wrong with going to hug your dad? Like, shit, if my kids weren't so big and my babies want to lay on me, you okay. But if they lay on me, I probably suffocate both of them. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want that to happen. But my thing is, like, y'all niggas making this shit seem like it's so hard to show some love and affection. Like I said, my family is very affectionate, bro. On both ends, bro. We chill each other. We fall asleep in the bed with each other's cousins, you know, uncles, all that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Because everybody in this bitch is going to sleep with each other. Well,
and stay in your lane. That's all you got to do. Stay in your lane,
stay
man.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Let me see. Man, hold on, real quick. I got to read these.
You ain't got to lay down with me.
Dog, that's all I'm saying. Gigi said, parents matter. She said, suicide is high and rarely ever expressed until it's too late. This world is cruel as fuck. It's not normal to think otherwise unless you're an ill-minded person. So let me see. Angry Principal say, I still hug my dad every time I see him. Hug and get on his nerves. My son, to each his own. I'm not tripping about hugging a motherfucker like hey, that's something.
That's it's a hug, bro.
Yeah, because
it's not a hug. He's not laying on top of this man. He's up under his shoulder, bro.
I don't know.
Like he cradled him like a baby or some shit. He is on his shoulder, bro. Yeah. On his chest, bro. Up under his shoulder. Like I don't understand.
Classic Pie has said it's always been a problem with men being sensitive or showing love. I mean, it's always a problem, I guess. And maybe I'm adding to that shit, I don't know.
Yeah.
Life Unplugged said it's not gay, but he too big for that shit. That's all I'm saying.
I think he's too big for that shit, bro. That's what I'm saying, because you got
May just checked in, what up, though?
You know, your son coming in, just falling to bed, what's up, Pops? You know what I mean? Like, okay, there's nothing
happened.
Wrong with that. You know
that happened. My dog do it to me all the time. Yeah. He wake up in the morning, jump right in the motherfucking room.
Yeah.
Right on the side of me. What's up, Dad?
What's up, man?
Good morning.
Okay, after that, get your ass
go
up.
Go brush your teeth. God damn.
We about to lay here all goddamn day.
Oh, man, right Gigabytes now. Just checked in and she said, I got 5 sons and we stopped at around 10 or 11. He said, we hug but not lay together. That's what I'm saying. Like, why is that a problem that I'm saying that, though? That I think it's weird that you laying together. Now mind you, Rita said that the picture just looked like you said, like you just fell asleep or whatever. It's not like they cuddling. I get that, but I agree with you to a certain extent, bro. Like I don't know, dog. It's too much for me. Like you got a grown ass son. Like this is my thing. I guess it's like it's reality of life and shit, dog. Like. maybe I'm looking at it completely different. Maybe I'm looking at it to the fact that if you start being as endearing and as confident as the mama and shit, then I think that you will start getting this false reality that the world is going to give you some kind of compassion when it don't.
Seriously?
At some point there are gender roles, nigga. Whether you want to admit that or not,
there are gender roles. If you in your father's in your wife, and he know his role, he's gonna lay it down to you the same fucking way. It's definitely gender roles, and that shit rolled down into the generations. So this motherfucker showed the same love as his motherfucker, his sons. You don't never know. This motherfucker in a good place, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. You don't never know. You can't keep equating that shit to, like...
Dre said the same thing. He said it looked like a hug. It don't look like they cuddling. He said, we don't know how long they was there. Rita said, what if it was his daughter? That normal to you guys? I still don't know.
It's normal.
I still don't think
it's
so.
It's normal.
Again, maybe because
we don't know how to love as black folks.
But I said maybe it's because I didn't come up in affectionate. I didn't come up in a physically affectionate household, maybe that's why I look at it like that. I ain't saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's weird.
I'm not even saying you wrong for thinking that way, but I'm just saying.
Like, said I could see if it was just some random dude.
Then we have a problem.
I don't know, dog. Real quick, dog. My fault. I think that let me show y'all the picture then, because I think most people probably seen it already. They agreeing with your ass, monk.
I'm just saying, though, because shit makes sense.
Yeah. Girly Girl said daughters either is totally fucking normal. I don't know. Classified as says, your fucking son, bro. Shaking my head.
What the fuck? No, that's what I'm saying. It's your nuts.
I don't know, dog. So Gigi said exactly what's wrong with it. Y'all only stance is the homo, but that's what I'm saying. That's not my stance. What the fuck? Why do people keep saying that shit? Yeah. I'm not saying shit about fucking homo shit. Uh-uh. I'm just saying that at some point a kid too fucking old to be getting that kind of physical affection from their daddy and shit. I just feel like that's the case.
That's why we fucked up as a fuck.
I mean, I hug that nigga, but I'm not laying up and going to sleep with him. What's wrong with that? Why I can't hug the nigga without laying on him and going to sleep? Well, first of all, I can't lay on nobody and go to sleep because I got to plug my machine up.
To each his own. That's how you do it, dog. Like I said, my son 22. I still kiss him on the cheek. Dap him and kiss him on the cheek.
And that's all different shit, though. I don't understand. I don't know, dog. Goddamn, it's a lot of... I can't even read all y'all shit, dog. It's a lot of shit. What I just said, Gigi, like, shit, this shit just weird. I don't think that... And again, like I said, it's probably because I don't have no kids and shit. And I didn't grow up in a physically affectionate, you know, crib like that. But it's just like, I think at a certain age, though, like damn, come on, dog. Like, come on.
Come on,
at a certain age. You just got to, at 16, you know, whatever, dog. But y'all acting like a grown-ass nigga supposed to be laying on his grown-ass daddy.
Let me tell you something. That's fucking weird. If it's weird to you, I'm sorry. You might see that coming to my house. My son is motherfucking 8 right now. But I'm sure when he gets 16, he's going to come down here and lay down to me, chuck, kick it with me. How was school, day? Laying right up under my arm. You might see that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna come over here, and y'all gonna be asleep on the couch like he's 6 month old and shit.
What you mean? If he coming down there and kicking with me, yeah, probably. I'm saying you gonna see it at my house, so just don't be weirded out.
That shit kind of funny to me that everybody keep talking about the homo shit. Like, this son's literally said I'm homophobic. I'm homophobic, dog, because I don't want my grown ass son laying on his daddy or his mama.
Nah,
I want my grown ass son to be a fucking man. I'm sorry. My bad. You know, I didn't know that was homo.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I just don't want this nigga to think that he can be like dog, the world tough. You right. It is. And you gonna have to learn how to deal with it. Your parents ain't gonna be here all the time.
People got different ways to teach it. You know what I'm saying? You came up, you like you said, you weren't in an affectionate house in the household. So shit wasn't touchy feely to y'all, you know what I'm saying? That shit too much for y'all, you know what I'm saying? You can tell pops don't even really want to dap niggas, you know what I'm saying? Because you can just tell in his face, like, I don't really want to dap this nigga, but all right.
Nah, you stupid.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, that's just how it is in your household. But some people in the different households, they show affection differently, bro. Yeah. They, like, Pete said, Pete don't even want his kid, like, he said, After that, he done with that shit. Yeah. But if this nigga come in with a problem, and he lay right there next to that nigga, and while dad laying down, and he look over at that nigga and say, "Damn, man, I had a fucked up day." And you gonna say, "What? Let's kick it, son." And he gonna lay right next to your ass, and y'all gonna chop it up, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So what the fuck is this?
Like, this is different.
It's how? How you know that situation didn't happen?
So again, all three of us sitting here, dog. Which one of y'all grown ass niggas was laying on y'all daddy chest? I'm just saying, you lying, dog.
I ain't lying, bro.
Dog, I know your daddy.
Bro, when I had
that shit ain't happen.
When I had surgery, bro, I had surgery, a couple major surgeries in my life, my few times, and it was weirded out to me. My mama said it a few times. I called out for my dad, not her, and that's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? And at them points, and the motherfucker, he was laying in the bed with me, nigga, while I was in them surgeries. He laid his skinny ass there next to me, nigga, and lay with me.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, I mean, like I said,
right? Did he say laying next to somebody and laying on somebody is two different things?
Two different things.
It is, and that's what I'm talking about, though. This is a
he was laying next to
my man. Did he say it's a three? And I'll let him lay on my chest. Man. I don't know. This is my thing, though. So then Rita said, on a deeper note, celebrate people while they're here. You will miss them when they're gone. Like, dog, I don't understand. I'm not celebrating people because I don't want to lay on my daddy's chest. Like, I don't understand. Like,
you don't show affection like other folks, bro.
But I do, though. Like, I'm actually probably out of all three of us, I may be the most sensitive nigga down here. So how is that even possible?
I'm glad you admitted that.
I mean, I'm not really admitting. It's just what y'all be saying, and I don't really believe that shit.
I'm just saying,
like, I don't understand that, though. Like, I didn't come up with that kind of physical affection, but it doesn't stop me from being affectionate with other people, though. So I think that shit is a crutch.
So that shit doesn't stop him from being a man because he laid next to his
daddy. I didn't say it was...
So I don't understand where you come from, then.
It's just fucking weird. And people talking about, you know, you can, like, I'm probably fucking it up, and this is what's necessary and what's needed. And then it's funny that Gigi's saying this shit, because she in my family. It ain't no man in our fucking family that do that. Period. My granddad was certainly not that man. Well, yeah. So, like, where was I supposed to get that shit from? Where was I supposed to think that it was normal?
She's yearning that right now, though. You know what I mean?
But she a female. Of course she yearning that.
No, you gotta
realize. All the dudes is good.
A lot of
females fucked up, though.
That's
what you basically, you know, I'm just saying.
But we talking about the males and shit, right? That's what we talking about. Males.
You tripping.
No,
I ain't tripping. Well, goddamn it, damn.
A lot of their mother, the quality of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously, and there's nothing wrong with this. Obviously, uh-huh. Monk is one of those. And like he said, in his world, we probably need more of that, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
And then you got some fathers that don't have that motherly figure in them, but that don't make them a bad father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you've been preaching all show, motherfuckers just love different.
Love
yeah. Sure. And that's all I'm saying. So it's just different love. So why I can't... So people who super affectionate with their daddies and shit probably think that because me and my old man not super affectionate, that's weird. That's okay. I'm not gonna argue a nigga down about that shit, but I say that this shit weird and get argued down. See, what the fuck is that? How do that happen?
We pay attention to the wrong thing, bro. I don't think that shit weird. I look at you and looking at your dad, I know it's love. That what I even fucking even thinking twice.
So why is it a problem that I don't want to be laying on a nigga?
So why is this a problem that he's laying up under me then? I don't understand. Like, why is it a problem because he's talking to me? What's gonna happen?
It's not a problem. I just think it's weird.
Okay.
Like, so being weird don't ever stop niggas from doing shit. Like, because you think it's weird, you still going to do it.
It's a lot of shit that's weird.
I think it's weird. And I'm just, you know, once I finally get this old-ass baby out here, shit, I'm probably going to be weak as hell just like that and shit, be hugging a nigga till you 30. But I'm just saying, as of right now, nigga, I think that shit weird. And I'm just, I ain't with the shits. You better go lay your ass in your bed, nigga.
It's just the time.
Lay your ass in your bed,
it's
nigga.
It's just the times. Everything is so gay now. So whenever you two men do anything.
But is it even about being gay, bro?
I'm not saying that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's just the times. Every time you see two men do anything, somebody gonna think y'all gay.
not a father and a son, though.
That shit.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. But my thing.
Oh, hell no.
That was weird.
That was totally
awesome. That was weird.
When you keep giving him too much love, then he gonna think it's okay to keep doing that shit to other dudes.
This nigga talking about fish tacos are weird. People eat them. Fucking corporate Cody, man. You already know. Stupid as hell. Real quick, dog, before we get out here, don't forget to hit that link down in the comment box, dog, and click that link so you can, two things, so you can become a patron and contribute to our Patreon, and of course, vote for us for Podcast of the Year, dog. Click that link and click E-Block Radio. Let me see, Bonnie. Life Up Plus said Bronny ain't laying on Bron's chest. He might be.
He probably.
It still be weird though. I don't know.
Man, come on, bro.
Angry Principal checked back in. He said, "Damn, y'all thinking too hard. Hug your son for as long as you can. They get older and don't want to deal with you as much."
Hell yeah, get the fuck on your ass.
This nigga said, "Let me sit commercial of the year, maybe." Fuck you, buddy. Y'all just checked in. What up, though?
I try to hug my son every day.
My man Bo said, "Honestly, I see nothing wrong with it. I'm a little more bothered by niggas that are super upset by it. So the fuck what? That's his family." I don't know, dog.
I know you don't, cause I don't understand where you coming from.
I mean, I would hug my son and shit and all that shit, but
love is shown different, bro.
Yeah.
Different folks, different strokes.
You know, and my thing is, they probably had a real serious conversation before that picture jumped off. You know what I'm saying? He just like, "Hey man, damn, I can still come, you know, holler at my pops and lay on my pops."
Yeah.
Selfie. Bam.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just got misconstrued.
Right. I don't know, though. I mean, anyway, it didn't have to get misconstrued, but he was trying to make a point, obviously, because it's social media. Like, he obviously took the picture to make a point. Like, this didn't even have to be a situation, but evidently, he didn't probably had this conversation before, and he wanted to make it a point, because this is his social media. He didn't have to post that shit. But like, he took a selfie to show, like, nigga, that this shit is okay, basically.
There's no difference, because I'll be the first to admit it. If I ever met one of my grandfathers right before they died, I probably would have laid down and took that same picture.
Yeah.
Like, damn, me and granddad.
Yeah, if you... I don't know, dog. My man Bo trying to come in, dog. We're going to pull him in real quick. If you got a last-minute comment, man, hit me in the comment box, because it is 10:52, so we're going to bring Bo in. Hopefully, we can hear him. Hopefully.
My brother.
See what he got to say about this, him. Got my man Bo. What up, dog?
Real quick, man.
All right.
Hey, you know, RIP to my pops. You knew my pops well.
For sure. No doubt.
They can't play no games, right?
No doubt.
But he's always telling me, never be afraid to love the people you love.
Yeah.
So, like, fuck it, bro. I mean, if that's the relationship they had, that's the relationship they had.
No doubt.
You know? All right, y'all be easy. I'll let you.
All right, buddy. Hey, no, for real. And, like, his old man, though, for real, rest in peace to Carl Sr. But, yeah, his old man was much like your old man, angry man shit. Yeah, he shoot motherfuckers. He was in the military and a police officer, just like your old man and shit. Wow. You know what I'm saying? So he was definitely one of them dudes and shit.
That's probably why me and Bo connect so well.
Probably so, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And, okay, look, y'all niggas trying to change my mind about this. I'm not saying that it's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that, to me, it's weird. Like, to each his own, though. I ain't about to be all mad, belligerent, like, nigga, you shouldn't do that shit. This shit is, you know, whatever. Like, I ain't mad like that. I know motherfuckers be in the comments, they mad like that for real. Like, I don't give a fuck for real. It's just weird for me. It ain't some shit that I'm gonna do. That's all I'm saying.
It's my baby boy, bro. I mean,
so let me ask y'all this before we get out of here, because it's almost time. We're gonna go around the block the whole time. I'm gonna ask y'all this. I'm gonna start with you, Angry Man. I ain't all the way with the shit. Like, I think it's weird. I probably wouldn't do it. But do you think if it was more of this, do you think that we'd be better off as black men and shit if it was?
No. I mean, because like you said, everybody loves different.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, I don't really think it was a big issue. I don't know why people blew it out of proportion. Well, I do know why, because everybody, you know, everything is gay now. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they don't care if it's your son, your nephew. You know what I mean? Sometimes you may have that kid that just may need that hug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you like, maybe you one of those kids that grew up that didn't need that type of affection.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids do. Yeah. And I get what he's saying, that we need to love more and do that. He's absolutely right. But what we got to realize is we can't criticize somebody else for how they loving their kid.
Right.
Because you know your children.
Mm-hmm.
Some children need a hug.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make him soft. That don't make him gay.
Right.
That don't make him nothing.
Yeah.
Some kids just need to, what you say that shit was, Monk? Slap it up with the pinky ring. That's how you attach to your father. That's y'all bond. That's y'all shit. A lot of people may think it's weird that you and your father don't have that type of affection.
Yeah.
But that don't mean pops don't love you no less than the same motherfucker that is.
For sure, yeah. And that's, I guess that's what I be saying. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you know your children.
Right.
No, I got one kid, you know, angry baby. You don't need to hug her because she's going to stiffen up on your ass. Then I got one that you're going to have to, come here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come here.
Right.
I mean, that don't make the situation, no, it don't make it gay, it don't make it soft, it don't make it none of that.
Right, I got you.
You know, as a parent, you have to know your kid. Maybe my man had that type of kid that his son just,
you know, he needed that shit. Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? Maybe pops just got off work and laying down, and his son was going through the shit. And he know the only way I'm going to get him out, come here, man.
Yeah.
I ain't getting up. I'll give you a hug. Come here, man. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, but the simple fact that everything is gay now, that's how everybody's looking at it, and which is fucked up.
Yeah.
That somebody can't show their type of kid the affection that they need to have
without thinking they gonna make them soft or some shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's probably what how I'm looking at it. Some not necessarily kids, gay, but just soft.
No, some kids need that though.
Yeah.
You know, to not make them soft. Some kids need to know they can run home and get a fucking hug or some goddamn time.
This nigga did, he said, I should. That nigga said, oh, boy, son, gonna be getting beat up by a bulldog. No, why would you say that, dog? Funny as hell. Gigi said, why not, though? Is the only reason why? Because you weren't conditioned that way? What's the reason? I think, of course, that's the case because, why do people think that it is cool? Because a lot of people wasn't conditioned that way, or they was and shit. And those experiences make you believe what you believe. Of course, we are conditioned in a certain degree because you are how you was raised. Now, whatever you end up changing that into, obviously from exploring other things, then you will understand what's good for you. But of course, everything we do at this point was because of experiences that we had from the past. Right. I mean, that's all you have. Experience is the best or the only teacher, honestly.
You got two prime examples right here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Let me just say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got you and your old man relationship. Everybody know that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know how you and your pops are.
Yeah.
You know, turned out to be a solid grown young man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody know how you and your pops are. Y'all affectionate. But look at you. Look how you turned out. A solid, strong young man. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about the individual.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Some individuals, just because you don't need that type of affection don't mean he don't. And just because he don't need the type of affection you got don't mean you don't.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just it's all up for debate. Basically, I don't know. It's just kind of
it starts.
Early. Hell yeah, J Dollar Sign. That nigga died with no game by no games either.
Yeah. Oh my bad. Yeah, let me see. He said QP Monk. What up? Said check it. I have 4 sons and they all still sleep in my bed when they come and visit. Monk, know personally how my pops was just from being next door. Neighbors, we all came up differently and strive to do better for our kids, for sure. Nowadays, we need to love our sons harder because they need the guidance. Our sons are dying and being killed every day because of the lack of love. They are our legacy. Let them prosper. Damn, y'all niggas really go. Y'all changing my mind now.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Real shit. Cause I'm gonna tell you something, bro.
This is good. This is growth and elevation right here.
Hey, I will kill for some.
Mm-hmm.
I won't die for many.
Right.
I die for them. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I'm gonna show them. I'm gonna show them love, however I feel free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Them my babies. You know what I'm saying? I rock with them till the wheels fall off,
yeah.
And I'm going to. You know what I'm saying? So, in them situations, bro. I mean, I care less what the next person think.
My faith.
You know what I'm saying? Until you come pay this motherfucking this motherfucking house note and this motherfucking car note, you can't really tell me nothing, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, Can't tell me how to run my shit. This is how my shit go. You don't like it? You know, you came in the same way you came in, the same way you can go the fuck out. Simple. Yeah,
for sure.
Like I said, this is just different, man. It's just different, and you need to respect the fact that this man love his son different than, well, not love his son different. Let me rephrase that. He show affection different.
Yeah, show affection, yeah.
Than how you do it. That don't make his son soft. That don't make him gay. That don't make you no or less affectionate towards your kid. This is just what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I said, because, and it's fucked up, because we live in a world where everything is fucking gay. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you think that, and you think that's the real issue?
Yeah, I mean, but then again, on the flip side, you do got those perverts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know I mean,
you do.
You do got some fucked up people out here.
Yeah,
and for those two reasons, that's why a lot of motherfuckers think it's a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, nobody can tell me how to raise my son.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean that's the first and foremost thing.
If I know one day my son need a hug, guess what? He getting that motherfucker.
Yeah. For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? However, I got to give it to him. I don't know. He could have walked in the house on a fucked up situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be taking a nap.
Yeah.
Come here, man.
Yeah.
You know, all right, now get your ass up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, like I said.
Depending on the situation, maybe it just is what it is at that point.
You know what I mean? Maybe they had a moment right there. We don't know what the fuck even drew them to take that picture. You know what I mean? We don't know if they just lost a grandfather, grandmother, or something.
Check it out. I don't give a fuck what the situation was, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He loved his son. Simple.
Period.
Simple.
No doubt.
Take it as that. Yeah. Like, we as a people, bro, we always get angry about the stupidest shit. We need to be worried about something different.
Yeah, I mean, a motherfucker being angry about that shit is two different things.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
I'm just saying the shit weird. I ain't angry about the shit. I just think it's weird. But anyway, I'm gonna pose this question to you, and then just go. Then we go get up out of here. But same thing though. If you think that black sons were more affectionate with their fathers, you think that, you know, society would be a little bit better now for us anyway, for black people.
City in there.
if we were more affectionate, do you think society would be better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Show you how to love your brother for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be like it'll motherfucking change the motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? But it probably will make us be more unified.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Which is something we definitely don't do, right?
Something we definitely ain't.
Diddy said, what if it was his stepdad? Is that different?
Is that different? No.
I don't know. I was just asking.
No.
No.
It's his kid at this point.
Yeah. Sure.
No.
I figured Diddy died. Son of Liberty said, say you'll get us a nice backdrop, a Trump 2024 graphic. Whatever, dog.
Thank you.
Miss Betty just checked in. What up, though? She said, I am sorry, but the photo was weird. All right, now this is the first time we actually seen a lady say that. So I'm surprised. Because I'm really figured that most women would be on, you know, on Gigi's side as far as that. She said that the photo was weird.
Miss Betty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Betty.
Miss Betty sounded like she was born in fucking 46. So back in those days, they didn't really do
that. He said back in
the- You probably did.
Because she like, cause her name is Betty. You stupid.
I'm just saying, she probably didn't see that shit because her daddy was working the majority of the time. So she probably didn't see none of that shit. She ain't-
He said the same thing. He said she probably 85. Y'all retarded,
I can't see the name. It's an angry man wouldn't be so angry if he had a
hug. Yeah, it's Portia. That's my cousin. Whatever. So he wouldn't be so angry if we hug a little more and shit.
Man, look at here.
I ain't hugging that angry motherfucker.
My dad hugged me all the time. He still do.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Just ain't going to sleep on this thing. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck around and get shot at you. Cuddle up under that motherfucker.
Right. I mean, for me, though, I just think that, possibly things could be a little different if we learn to be more affectionate with one another, especially family members, because, like, you find out especially at holiday time, you find out just how many people got issues with family members, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes your daddy, sometimes your mama, sometimes your son, sometimes your daughter, however that shit go. And, yeah, those things need to be resolved, and we need to be, you need to communicate that love regardless of whatever form it come into. So, yeah, I think it's weird, but then at the same time, I do encourage you to show that love with your parents or your kids and shit, however that form comes. So if that form comes in, your old ass son taking a nap on you and shit, you know what? Then that's fine.
You got an old soul, so I can understand where you coming from. You and Miss Betty.
Me and Miss Betty.
I can understand where you and Miss Betty
and
come
I'm probably
out.
Just talking shit. I'm having a son to be soft as hell, probably. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm not really speaking from experience on either one. I'm not speaking from experience with, you know, physical affection. And I'm not speaking of experience, you know, from actually having kids. So, like, my opinion is literally just an opinion at this point. Because I don't have no experience with either one. So, my shit is really just a, you know, experimental at this point. And maybe we'll see. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I drop one off in the universe and shit, we'll see how that shit go.
Well, you know what? It boils down to what this motherfucker next to me say all the time. The shit starts at home.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? A lot of people are raised that way, and a lot of men are so afraid of their son becoming gay.
Yeah.
They don't give him that type of affection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't give him that type of, you know.
They don't want to make him no punk.
Yeah, so they feel like if they do that, then, you know, my son going to grow up gay as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I hate to say this, man, and I really do. But that goes out to the fathers that's not really around their kids.
Yeah.
Because if you're around their kid, you know, because shit, Lil Monk ain't Lil Monk. He ain't
that's
no...
That's a big-ass grown man.
He
ain't yeah, for sure.
Punk,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he say, he do what he do with his son. His son lay up under him.
Yeah.
Lil Monk ain't no fucking punk.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Cause that's because this man been in his son life all dude. That goddamn time.
Right.
You know, showing him how
hands.
To be a man.
So
and then you got, you got the little Lennox Lewis he got right. training over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's about how you raise your kid. You know what I mean? He could take a picture with his son like that, but still let him know at the end of the day, look, nigga, this is me and you. I bet not catch you taking a picture with nobody else.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta keep that shit on the
floor. A little girl and shit.
Right. You gotta make that shit understood.
J. Cool said,
Angry Guy needs his own segment. Oh, wow.
J. Cool said, exactly, Angry Man. More love could lead to a strong community and unity to battle the outside forces that work to hold us down daily. For sure, I feed up. As Jackson checked in and said, good show, fellas. Keep up the dope work. Thank you, dog. Appreciate that. Make sure that you do hit that link in the bottom of the comments there to click that link so you can vote for us for podcast of the motherfucking year, dog.
Yeah.
Just click that shit and confirm your vote. Thank y'all very much. And you can vote as often as you want because they fucked up and you can vote 1,000 times if you want to. So please vote for us 1,000 times. If you have voted already, vote again. Nigga, click that link.
Please do.
Maymay just checked in talking about you still have hope for a baby QL. I certainly do. Fingers are crossed. We're going to have this old ass baby. Going to be 60 at kindergarten and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. That's all right. It's going to be good.
It's going to be
all right. This nigga said Trump 2024. He said, very good show, guys. I invited some of my buddies, but they literally laughed. Racist bastards. Bo said, yes, man, Bo. My man, Bo. J. Cool said, voting again after the show. Appreciate that shit, dog. All right, so look, that's it. It's Friday. We about to get up out of here. This is a very enlightening conversation. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say that for the end, what I'm gonna actually say. But I want to thank everybody who checked us out today, man. Everybody who checked us out on IG Live, Facebook Live, Twitch, motherfucking YouTube Live, all that good shit. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so now. Click that subscribe button so that you get a notification every time we go live, dog. Do that for me. And also, once you get to YouTube, hit that link in our little comment section and vote for us for Podcast of the Year. Thank you kindly.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm talking about?
Appreciate
but, you. But, Bo said, what up, though? Yeah. Shit. We about to get up out of here, though.
Okay.
It's Friday, man. It's a weekend. Whatever y'all go do, dog, make sure that y'all arrive alive, dog. Till next time, man. You already know what it is.
The live is what are you supposed to
I don't know. I don't know if I want to say Cloud Radio Show or Podcast Network. You know what? I'm going to change it. Let me see. If I can say that.
Me to finish
hold on. Here it go. No, I can't say that because you got to say Earth, man. All right, never mind. I wanted to somehow put the Podcast of the Year award, but I can't say it. I'm going to figure out what to say. All right, fuck it. We out of here, dog. She said, what up, Bo? The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth left, yo.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial, man. This is the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show. I got my man Angry Man in the building.
Man, love your kids how you love your kids. Fuck everybody.
For sure. Got my man Mark Money holding it down.
Yep.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
I let your love one fall.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.